Greetings, Grapple fans, and welcome to the Daily Update for Thursday, the 26th of January, 2023. I'm Benno, and yeah, it's Thursday here with the Daily Update. Hope everybody out on the free feed is enjoying what our patrons get every week. First up, obviously this is the last news update of the week. Patrons will be used to that. Friday, what we do on Friday is we take the news and we combine it with the previews and make a bit of a show over it. So it'll be me and JP tomorrow doing the typical Grapple weekend show where we'll run down a bit more detail some of the main news of this week, whatever pops off in the Observer tomorrow, and also do the previews for the weekend. And it's Royal Rumble weekend, get hyped everyone, so we'll be previewing that tomorrow. But in the meantime, let's get to the headlines from today. First up, as it is a Thursday, it's Dynamite ratings day and also Dynamite results day. First up, Dynamite has passed that magic 1 million number, so it's only by 3,000 people. I don't know why we put so much stock on this. It's barely up from last week, but it's over 1 million. That's what counts. So it's 1,003,000 viewers for Dynamite. Last night, 417,000 in the 1849, which is a 0.32. So overall, 3.5% growth with the 1849 audience increasing 4%. Pretty negligible, really, compared to the week before. But still, I think that's just a bit of a hump that they've been trying to get over for a bit of a while. It's felt like so. Yeah, there you go. Bit of good news there. Me and JP will break down the quarter hours tomorrow. Be very, very interested to see that once Brandon Thurston gets them uploaded and we find out how the main event did and yeah, what carried that show past that point. But to get into the show, I think there's only one place to start, which is the main event. So yeah, Dynamite was it was a weird show. It kind of felt like, I say we started the main event, but it definitely, I think making that call as to whether to start with the Mark Briscoe match or end with the Mark Briscoe match was something I was thinking about going into the show. How many Dynamites have we seen where the main event gets shortchanged for time? You didn't really want to see that happen with Mark Briscoe, so I was pretty much expecting it to kick off the show. Instead, we got the Jericho tag and then the amazing Jay Briscoe video package early on the show. But yeah, the Mark match didn't happen till the end, but shouldn't have been worried. They did a very good job with time this week on Dynamite, and yet it was just a genuinely emotional, genuinely just lovely to see, really well executed, classy, all of those superlatives. I think Jay Lethal did a great job. I think Mark Briscoe, I'm tempted to say here that Jay Lethal, kept things together as he did. I remember that Ric Flair retirement match, for everything negative you can say about Jay Lethal, he is a pro's pro, and I know I usually say that with a negative spin, but I think he's proven that a couple of times this year as far as at least the in-ring goes. And yeah, I thought, while he was great in that main event, it was almost, he was the one losing it, emotional-wise. You could see it written all over his face when he came out. And then Mark Briscoe kind of came out and was just Mark Briscoe, at least for the bulk of the match, playing the character, the wacky faces, all of the usual Mark Briscoe offense with a few for those in the know and for those not, Jay Briscoe tributes throughout the match. Yeah, it was just thoroughly, thoroughly well done. How Mark Briscoe found the strength and, the wherewithal to do this and work this match so soon is something else, really. I thought it was, a very enjoyable 12-minute match. The big spots, obviously, the big elbow to the outside. I'm sure we'll be talking to JP about the ins and outs of the match itself. But, yeah, it was just about that, about celebrating Jay Briscoe. And they did a really, really great job doing it. Mark going over with the J-Drill was exactly what it needed. And, yeah, the post-match with, all of the roster coming out on the stage. And, your Samoa Joes and even, your Rushes, newer ROH names up there, BJ Whitmer, Chris Daniels, all of those guys, getting hugs from Mark and the like. It was just really nice to see Mark dedicating the match to Jay's family and, getting into the camera at the end of the match is something I don't think I'll personally ever forget. And yeah, it was just, I'll talk about it with JP, but one of those moments where you've got to be glad Tony Khan exists and AEW exists. Imagine a world where WWE owned ROH. This isn't happening. So yeah, thankful to AEW for giving him that moment. And yeah, it was just something that's going to stay with me, and I think a lot of people forever, that they gave Mark that moment. And yeah, good on him for, you know, giving his best. And let's hope that, yeah, I don't know, came out there with both of the ROH tag belts, which almost broke me when I saw it. But, you know, let's see where they go next with him. You know, what they do with those belts, what they do with him as an act. I'm sure they could figure him into Supercard of Honor, you know, plans he's done. You know, like Caprice Coleman had a Twitter video up, if anyone hasn't seen it, with Mark saying some words. Looked like they were in the airport or somewhere. And Mark very much wants to keep going for Jay. So, yeah, God bless him. And, yeah, let's hope that, you know, I'm sure he will. Tony Khan will have some good plans for Mark going forward. So, yeah, absolutely wonderful display there. And, yeah, outside of that, you know, that was great. Other new big news items coming out of Dynamite. Tim Thatcher, you know, as I tweeted last night, somebody wake up Jamesy. Tim Thatcher versus Bryan Danielson is a real thing happening on Dynamite next week. You know, it's just it's unbelievable. That is a Jamesy Invitational, if I ever saw one. It's going to drive the Americans mad. And those who haven't seen Thatcher's better work in a WXW, or even progress in some places, or even, to be honest, I didn't think his NXT run was that bad, really. Some of the stuff, you know, Fight Pit and the stuff with Riddle, thought was pretty good, all things considered. But yeah, that's the match for next week. Follows on from the main match here on Dynamite with Danielson beating Brian Cage, and the post match being MJF and Brian Cage trying to take out Danielson's arm, which leads into this Tim Thatcher match very nicely, and gives Thatcher something to aim for and a story to head for the big match. And Danielson did cut, you know, shout out to Ian, a very good promo where he made clear, you know, he wants that belt off MJF. So that was good to see too. But yeah, that was kind of the highlight there. Elsewhere on the show, opener, Jericho and Sammy Guevara, as I mentioned, beat Action Andretti and Ricky Starks. Sammy and Jericho did win that one. Yeah, I feel like I'll talk about it again with JP. Ricky Starks needs to get the fuck away from Action Andretti, because that lad, like, people are describing him as a young Will Ospreay. Like, he's a young Will Ospreay if Will Ospreay only hit like 60% of his big moves. Just nothing he does really looks that good, does it? He's like, he wouldn't look that special in a GCW scramble match. Yeah, he seems like a real weight tied to the defeat of Ricky Starks. But yeah, that story continues on. As I mentioned, we got the big Jay Briscoe video package on the show. Darby Allin and Buddy Matthews had a very solid match. Darby Allin continues to have great TV matches during this TNT title run with Darby Allin obviously winning that one. We also had Samoa Joe cutting a great promo on the show, appearing on screen topless and sweaty for some reason. Not really sure why, but yeah, cut a promo on Darby Allin. So apparently next week we're getting number 3 of their matches. Happy with that. I'd watch another 10 of them. So that was good stuff. We got an Adam Cole video package, continuing to build him and pointing towards him having a return to the ring at Revolution. So yeah, be interesting to see who he's in there. I'm hoping for Swerve, but I guess we'll see. Just some nonsense with Ethan Page and Matt Hardy losing to Jungle Hook. Matt Hardy contract drama. Could anyone give a fuck? I do not. There was a pretty bad family therapy segment with the Acclaimed and the Ass Boys. That felt very WWE. So as much as I kind of enjoy the Ass Boys continually being a thorn in the Acclaimed side, some of this stuff has definitely run on long enough, I would say. There was another weird Adam Page promo with Renee Paquette, with Adam Page challenging John Moxley for Dayton, Ohio next week to do a closer in their series, a third match. Wheeler Yuta came in and interrupted and challenged Hangman Page there. Bit strange that Wheeler Yuta was available to do that, but not around to save Brian when he was getting attacked by MJF later in the show. But hey, what are you going to do? That match was next with Danielson going over Brian Cage, as I mentioned, the MJF angle after. And I suppose the other notable thing on the show, Tony Storm and Ruby Soho, which turned into a singles match with Britt Baker being injured, ended with a WWE The Music Hits distraction finish, with Britt Baker coming out allowing Ruby Soho to get the win. Really not feeling this New Blood versus Millionaires Club women's division feud they're doing right now. I don't know what they can really do to heat it up, but I guess we'll see. But yeah, obviously, yeah, the big story of the show was that main event, Jay Lethal and Mark Briscoe, with Mark picking up the win. Announced for Rampage this week, Adam Page, Wheeler Yuta, as mentioned, Powerhouse Hobbs is going to be working, and Jamie Hayter versus Emi Sakura. And Dynamite next week, Adam Page v. John Moxley, Brian Danielson v. Tim Thatcher. Fuck me, that's enough, innit? The Acclaimed in tag team action, and Darby Allin versus Samoa Joe. That's, you know, this incredible run, I think, of Dynamite over this last while has hit a bit of a speed bump with the really sad Jay Briscoe stuff, but that sounds like a big show next week. So yeah, very much looking forward to that. Fast on enough for the Jay Briscoe ROH tribute show is available on the club. I'm about halfway through that thing. There's some fun stuff on there, some really nice packages there, and nice interviews with different ex-ROH wrestlers that I've very much been enjoying tonight. Some matches that I'm maybe not so much enjoying, but I'll go into that once I've finished the show. The retro stuff on there is very good. But yeah, you can watch that on YouTube right now. Outside of that, a couple of minor news notes. DAZN have reached their multi-year, multi-territory broadcast deal with AEW, the press release says. And yep, I got that press release in my inbox. I am press. Well, the couple of times a year when I want AEW tickets out of them, I'm press. But I'm on the list. So yeah, I got this thinking it might be something to do with us in the UK, but apparently not. It's all kinds of rando places. Albania, Armenia, Bosnia, Bulgaria, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, lots of countries involved, but no effect for the UK deal, it seems. I think we're still going to be covered by Fight, but DAZN for all those countries and lots more, Norway, Poland, Portugal in there as well, and that's going to be the home of Dynamite, Rampage, the Battle of the Belt shows, which it says on my press release, four times a year, so I guess that's carrying on. Pay-per-view news as well, you get through there too. And also Dark and Dark Elevation. So yeah, keep an eye on that if that that grows to the zone over here or elsewhere as well. Other quick news on the notes on the WWE front. WWE have added 15 new athletes, apparently, to the NIL program, which is where they're grabbing real athletes from different big schools. Load the names in there. Might be the next, speaking of NXT, TBL Packer in there somewhere. Keep an eye out for Nick Dawkins and Jaden Fields. Those names will mean some of them one day. In other quick WWE news, I feel like this story came out 2 weeks ago, but lots of places, including PW Insider, reporting today that Vince McMahon is back at company HQ, spotted in Stamford. I wondered if he was at the red carpet in, taking advantage of the hard safe bash dub that me and Steph had. Probably not, but yeah, or probably, depending on Vince and his appetite this week. But yes, apparently he's there. So steak wraps for all at WWE HQ. He's back in the office. And finally, yeah, AAA. A little bit of AAA news here for you. The Lucha Libre World Cup. Both women's and men's versions have been announced. Very weird eclectic list of names in this one. Impact names, an AW name or two in there, NWA names in there as well. USA team, Sam Adonis, John Morrison, and Christopher Daniels. The Canadian team's a favourite. Josh Alexander, PCO, yeah, sounds good so far, and Vampiro, yeah, that guy is still going. Joe Henry, Bram, unfortunately, and whoever, Karuai, representing Europe there as well. But yeah, involvement from all kinds of promotions there. So yeah, I'm sure JP will be looking forward to that. But yeah, as I mentioned, tomorrow, weekend show on the free feed, and also live on YouTube, just like Spotlight was. So yeah, if you enjoyed the live Spotlight recording on Tuesday night, you can get a little bit more of that tomorrow night. Should be starting about 7 o'clock. Keep an eye on the YouTube page, my Twitter, and elsewhere for the official announcement as we preview the Rumble and go through tomorrow's news notes. But in the meantime, enjoy the rest of your Thursday night, enjoy your Friday morning, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. See you all.